I try and get through as many questions as I can, but if you have one, pick up the phone right now and call 312-981-7200. Lou, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Lisa. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, it's nice to have a warm day. It makes people want to go to the nursery and start planting fruit trees or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this, everybody gets itchy now, and the nurseries are starting to get all kinds of products in, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, so I tried to send you an email. The picture didn't go through, but people sent a picture and said, we have something on our siding, kind of looks like dirt or grime, maybe grease. How do we get it off of our siding? And it seems to be kind of like horizontal lines. You really can't tell what it is.
Yeah, I mean, if it's sticky, right, then a degreaser will be the best bet for something like that. And there is a great product, been around for a very long time, called Crud Cutter, and it's spelled with 2 K's. And you can buy it in a spray bottle or you can buy it in a gallon jug, and it really does a nice job. I would spray it on full strength, give it about 5, 6, 7 minutes or so, and then use a plastic putty knife if it's vinyl siding and go with the grain, and then use a plastic scrubbing pad after that to remove any of the residue. The other thing you could try is a product called Goo Gone. Another one that's been around for a very long time, and that does really well with sticky stuff.
Okay. Stephanie's on line one. Stephanie, what kind of question do you have for Lou Manfredini?
Hey, you know, I really like steam cleaners. I had one by Shark and then one by, Bissell. But what happened, they work great, and they suddenly they die. They burn out. And I'm wondering if you can recommend a steam cleaner for general cleaning that will last.
So those steam cleaners, the biggest issue with those is the water that you use in them. And I think the reason that these things are temperamental is most of us just use tap water. And I think most of the manufacturers will say they want you to use distilled water, which nobody does.
Right.
So the Bissell unit is a good unit. The Shark unit is a really good unit, too. But you've got to regularly clean them with a solution of CLR and water to kind of go through it. You know, depending on how much you use it, it might be something that you use you clean every couple of months. Or be diligent about having a couple of gallons of distilled water and using that. But even that, with the distillation, you do need to clean it probably once a month if it's something that you use all the time.
Hey, Lou, we have a listener who wants to know if it's normal for a mini-split system to turn itself off due to an error if there's a small disruption in power. They said theirs randomly gets an error message. They have to turn off the breaker, flip it back on again to get it work again. The company that installed it said it is not unusual. They went on to say, I don't notice any sign of a power issue when it happens.
So it is. It's typical if there is a power surge in there. One thing with these mini splits is, and not all manufacturers recommend this, but there is a inline surge protector that is recommended, and a lot of electricians, when they will run the disconnect, will use that. If there is a power fluctuation coming from the utility or from the home, the inverters are very sensitive, and most of the time, it's not a problem, but you may want to talk to the installer about installing the surge protector right at the disconnect, and I bet if you did that, you'd solve the problem.
We got somebody with tiny ants coming up between the floorboards and the middle of their living room. They said the floor is oak and the basement below is completely drywalled. Those creatures get everywhere.
Oh, my God. This is the time of year that we're going to do. Actually, I'm going to do a segment on getting rid of ants tomorrow on WGN-TV in the morning. But what I would do on the floorboards is Taro makes an ant powder. If you don't have any cats or dogs around there, where you have the gaps in the floorboards, shake this little powder on there and leave it. So maybe you cover it with a towel, put a couple chairs over it. This will have the ants crawling through that. They'll go back to the nest, They'll crawl all over the other ants and the queen, and it will eliminate the problem. Then come back, vacuum it up, use a damp mop to clean it up, and you'll probably solve the problem. But it'll take 2 or 3 days for it to resolve itself.
Okay, we'll get in one more quick question from Don on line two. Don, it's about black mold removal.
Yes, good afternoon, Lou. I'll make it real fast because you're on limited time. I talked to you before, but my daughter sat on a second floor of windows. I had wood windows or painted windows and a wood crank-out sash. They said there's black mold growing on the windows.
And you want to know how to get rid of it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's on the universe, so they're selling me out professionally, yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, so there's a company called Mold Pro Chicago. They're actually a sponsor. And they will come out and for a fee and test this mold, send it out to a lab and find out exactly what you have. You can go that route by hiring them to do that. They'll also do the remediation. If you want to try and do something yourself, even just temporarily, there's a great product called Concrobium Mold Control that you can spray on there that will immediately kill the mold, and then you can scrape it away. But if it is a dangerous type of mold, obviously there's some issue going around. I would suggest you have it professionally examined by this company, Mold Pro Chicago.
Thank you so much, Lou. Always great to catch up with you.
Have a great rest of your week.